we learn that these du'as in itself is our miracles. The Shah Sahib, Allama Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Ali, has mentioned, he's a great muhaddis of our zamana. He mentioned that from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they're so appropriate. So appropriate, even later medically, scientifically, it is found that the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make actually covered so many different aspects. At that time, it may have just seemed as though these were the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But later on, as the intricacies become more apparent, and you'll realize that how beautiful the du'as, and how broad spectrum, how far-reaching the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are. So these du'as are nice. Very often we visit a sick person. What do we tell a person? What du'as do we make? So it is nice if a person learns these du'as, and not only learns these du'as, but also he tries and understand the meaning of the du'as. If he doesn't learn the Arabic, at least the understanding he gets, and he tries and use these words when visiting a sick person. So the first hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha ishtakal insanu shay minhu, wa kanat bihi qarhatun, wa jurhun. That Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when any person would complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of some illness, some wound or some injury, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأصبعه هكذا نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام would take his finger ووضع سفيان بن عيينة الراوي السبابة بالأرض. Now the Rawi, the narrator of this hadith, is actually demonstrating and showing how Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would do this. As we mentioned before, this was a way of practically demonstrating so people could understand better what is being said. In fact, this is a very, very effective way. You find even in the Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many different Sahaba would practically demonstrate and they would make wuzu so the people after them can see how the wuzu should be made. Like that Salah also was practically demonstrated. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah Pak had sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam to come and show him practical demonstration of how Salat is performed. Practical demonstration of the times of Salat also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also got practical demonstration from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So this shows us that practical demonstration is a very effective method. So anyway, this Sufyan bin Uyayna, the Rawi, he takes his index finger and he explains how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would do. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what he'd do before I read the Arabic, I'll explain. He would take his index finger, he would moisten it a little bit with saliva, touch it onto the ground to get some dust, some sand. Thumma wada'aha. وقال بسم الله تربة أرضنا. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will take that moistened, now he's put a little bit of saliva on it, a little bit of soil on it, then he would take it on that injury, that wound, and just rub it a little bit, and he would recite this dua. بسم الله تربة أرضنا. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we explained before that Bismillah has got so much of blessings, so much of barakat. So first Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you see many of the du'as of a sikh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam starts with these words, Bismillah. So in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling a person that doctors can't do, the medication can't do, nothing can do. In reality, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we're starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah turbatu ardina. Would the soil of our earth, biriqati ba'dina, would the saliva of some of us, which cures the sick, bi'izni rabbina, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this person to get better, he'll get better. It doesn't matter how many star treatment he's getting, at which hospital, which medication is being used, etc. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the person to get better, so therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added this clause, bi'izni rabbina, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person will get better. Also it shows us that there are two things. One is dawa and one is dua. So both a person should use. The person shouldn't become such, you say, no, I don't take any type of medication, I don't take treatment. Yeah, a person should use both. He should use the dawa. This is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the reliance and the heart should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنْهَا أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يَعُوذُ بَعْدَ أَهْلِهِ يَمْسَحُ بِيَدِهِ الْيُمْنَى. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would visit some of his family, the family that was sick. وَيَقُولُ أَللَّهُمَّ رَبَّ النَّاسِ. And he would make this dua. What he would do is he'll take his right hand and place it onto the person. So Nabi alayhi salam takes his right hand, either place it on his forehead or place it on the person's body. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua. Allahumma rabban nas. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of mankind, the person that causes mankind to survive, to be sustained, the sustainer of mankind, azhibil bas. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove the discomfort. Remove the injury, remove the sickness, remove whatever In this is day, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remove it. Ishfi anta shafi. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cure, for verily you are the cure. Again, the yaqeen is going onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anta shafi. La shifa illa shifa'uk. There is no cure except the cure that comes from you, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, there is nothing from our side. We are totally dependent on your cure. Shifa la yughadiru saqama. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant such a cure that there is no trace of any illness. Sometimes you hear the doctors will say that this sickness has progressed, or the germ now has come back. So now it's not only a bug that this person has got, now it become a super bug, because now it has come back with more force. So therefore the beauty of the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't leave any trace of that sickness in this person. Not even one bit of germ left in him, not one bit of sickness left in him. It must be shifa la yughadiru saqama. There must be no trace of any sickness left in this person. Such a beautiful dua. We'll do one more and then we'll terminate. And Anas radiallahu anhu qala li thabit rahimahullah. Anas radiallahu anhu again we learn from here, he's showing us practically. So he came up to a great person by the name of Thabit rahimahullah, and he tells him, ala urqika bi ruqyati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Should I not read for you incantations? Should I not read for you du'as of the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Qala bala. So when you hear the word ruqya, the word ruqya is used. Ruqya actually means using the words from the Quran, using the words of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to try and cure the person. So he approached him, should I not show you the ruqya, should I not show you the incantations, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala bala. He said, definitely. So Thabit rahimahullah told Anas radiallahu anhu, definitely, show it to me. Qala, then he explained, Allahumma rabban nas, again the words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of mankind, mudhibil ba's, the one that causes all discomfort to go, the one that removes all discomfort. Ishfi anta shafi. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cure, because verily you are the curer. La shifa illa ant, shifa la yughadiru saqama. There is no cure except your cure. Grant such cure that there is no traces of any sickness that remain. Inshallah, we'll continue with these hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are nice to try and learn it. If a person doesn't learn it, he should write it down and keep it. Like how we know the names of the medications to take when a person got a cold, when he got a flu, when he got some type of pain. Like that we keep these du'as. So even if some member of a family is sick, we know we got these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very effective du'as. In fact, tomorrow we'll do they call it the Nabawi pain killer. As the Mufti Ahmed Khanpuri Sahib Damul Barakatuh, in his sharah, in his explanation of the hadith, he calls it the Nabawi painkiller. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam showing us from the hadith, which is a very effective dua to relieve a person from pain. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.